Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Singapore set to deliver a strong budget this week. In fact, that's happening tomorrow from 3 p.m. And it's all to offset the damage to the economy from the COVID-19 coronavirus. Analysts predicting the biggest deficit in almost two decades.
According to Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong, the economic impact is already more severe than during the 2003 SARS pandemic. So tomorrow's budget, there are a lot of expectations on it, particularly around COVID-19 relief measures.
Well, this morning, in fact, just minutes ago, we had a glimpse of the 2020 outlook with the fourth quarter GDP data release, as well as the outlook from the MTI. Now, according to the country's Ministry of Trade and Industry, Singapore's economy grew by 1% in the fourth quarter of last year.
Yeah, the latest figures were a revision from the government's earlier estimates of 0.8% growth in the 3 months from October to December. But the ministry has also said it is downgrading its 2020 forecast for the Singapore economy to minus 0.5%. From 0.5% to 1.5%. And we can break down the numbers for you in just a moment.
Selena Ling, Head of Treasury Research and Strategy at OCBC Bank, is going to help us out this morning. Selena, good morning. Thanks a lot for taking the time.
Good morning.
All right. I suppose let's start off by getting your help to walk through the fourth quarter numbers. So economy grew by 1%. That's better than the initial estimates of 0.8%, right?
That's right. I think, Lee, that's really water under the bridge, because whatever happened in fourth quarter is not going to change the prognosis for 2020. Mm. And the market really is going to focus on the downgrade in the 2020 growth outlook instead.
Yeah, so Selena, let's talk about that. We've got this downgrade and you've seen the numbers. So minus 0.5% to 1.5% from 0.5% to 2.5% previously. What are you making of that?
Well, I think the downgrade was expected, really more in terms of the magnitude. What was quite interesting is that basically the COVID-19 downside risk has now replaced, you know, US-China trade war as the most prominent headline risk at this juncture. I think there was quite a bit of elaboration in the MTI statement with regards to exactly what the COVID-19 would mean for the Singapore economy. They talked about a triple whammy, both to manufacturing, both to, you know, key demand markets, including China, and also in terms of the impact on domestic consumption because of the COVID-19 outbreak. So it's a bit of a triple whammy, and that explains why they're actually looking at the possibility of full year 2020 growth going into the negative region.
Selena, heading to 2020, we were all talking about green shoots around manufacturing, especially the closely watched electronics sector. How is that looking right now when you look at these sectors?
Well, it looks like the green shoots may not have much of a chance to actually mature and blossom. I think this COVID-19 outbreak really has been quite hard and sharp. And I guess what the 2020 growth revision does suggest is that you may not get a sharp V-shaped rebound in the second half of this year. So if it's going to be more protracted, you know, the possibility is that you have both the manufacturing and the services engine basically slowing down again for at least good part of this year.
Of course, Selena, the outlook for weaker growth is putting pressure on central banks to have greater policy accommodation. So the MAS has alluded to this, more room for weakness for the Sing dollar. What's your take on this? How weak can the Sing dollar get?
Well, actually, we have seen the Sing near on the trade-weighted basket move from around 1.8% on the stronger side of the band all the way down to around minus 0.4% on the weaker side of the band this morning. So it's effectively close to, you know, a 2 percentage point kind of move in a fairly short period of time as the news of the COVID-19 outbreak continues to develop. I think going forward, of course, we still have, you know, in theory, at least another 1.4% downside on the weaker side of the band. But I guess everyone would be looking forward to the April monetary policy meeting to see if MAS would actually implement any further form of easing. But let me set it in context. Even before that happens, actually tomorrow is the key milestone that we're looking for, which is the budget 2020. And I think there will be a fairly strong fiscal response in terms of an expansionary budget. In fact, we are looking for around an $8 billion budget deficit, which will be equivalent to a 1.5% of GDP. And this will be a record budget per se.
Yes, Selena, the big one tomorrow is the budget. It's kind of like the Oscars for people like you and me. But apart from some of the things that you just mentioned, what do you think is the single most urgent economic need for the budget to address?
Well, it's hard to pinpoint one. I mean, there has been a lot of focus on this upcoming COVID-19 relief package.
Yeah.
And if you remember back in 2003 when we had the SARS relief package, that was about $230 million. I think this time around, given how widespread the COVID-19 will be in terms of the economic spillover impact, I think we are looking at a package that's at least $500 million in size. I think we have seen strong hints of the form that it will come, a lot of the help that will go to the transport industry and also the hospitality, airline and cruise industries. But I think on top of that, because it coincides with also the need for a GST offset package to have basically tied over in households and individuals. So I guess, you know, we are looking at a fairly sizable kind of a twin package for both GST offset package and a COVID relief package in totality.
Selina, it's Manisha here. There's a strong, like you're saying, a strong economic package expected. The SARS-related package was worth $230 million. We're talking possibly about $800 million here for COVID-19. Is that correct? And with all of that spending, I mean, are there concerns about how big a deficit we could run into?
Well, actually, I think the COVID relief package probably will at least be $500 million. In terms of how big a budget deficit we are expecting, I mean, our baseline scenario is that it will be about 1.5% of GDP. This will be a record already. But actually, they do have room, you know, possibly to even go all the way to 2% of GDP. So it all really depends on what is the growth prognosis beyond this COVID-19 outbreak and going beyond 2020 into 2021. We basically have an environment where global growth is still relatively slow. The domestic economy is being hit by this COVID-19 outbreak. And I think there's also a fundamental need to continue to push in terms of the medium-term themes of, you know, economic transformation, helping firms and workers to basically prepare for more competitive economy ahead, basically focusing on R&D, entrepreneurship, innovation. So all these things haven't gone away. And then if you throw in some new themes like the need for a sustainable environment, you know, the need to spend to combat climate change, I think all this adds up to pretty much everything in the basket kind of a story.
Selina, last question very quickly. It's tough with the budget. It got complicated because now it's a situation of balancing between short-term and long-term economic measures. Part of the announcement, a lot of us are going to be looking out for further details on the GST hike. We're expecting that to happen between next year and 2025. 2% more, right?
Mm.
This situation, does it possibly, in your opinion, delay implementation of this GST hike?
Well, I guess the prudent or the cautious thing to do would be to delay it, meaning that we may not get the hike coming in 2021, because I think we can see a bit of pain on the retail side already from this COVID-19 outbreak. It is possible that they pre-announce for it to start maybe later in this 2021 to 2025 period. But I guess the ground may also be right for them to basically, you know, even if they say they're going to hike it 2 years down the road, to say that, well, in light of everything, we'll give you the GST offset package first to just tide basically the lower income households over this period of time.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. Selina Ling, Head of Treasury Research and Strategy at OCBC Bank. Thank you and have a great week ahead.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.